Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Nails, hair, hips, heels, ass, fat, lips, real, purse, full, big, bills, bitch, I'm a big deal, legs, face, eyes, thin.
I'm sorry, but is that not Libra season vibes?
Bitch, I'm a big deal. Yo, I'm about to start voguing and shit.
Like, I was like... I was like trying to like be a contortionist and shit when that was on. I was like, like take voguing to a whole nother level.
Hello.
I was a pretzel. I was a mime. I was like legs, heels, hips, pissy.
Let's go. We're going to the mall tonight. Hello.
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 Well, we're going to have to break in because it's late, but all right. 1-800-BILL-IS-OUT.
Welcome back to another week of the Astrologers. This week, you know, it's just me and Angel. Our girl Steph couldn't make it tonight, but you know what? You know what? She here in spirit. She here. Oh my God, wait. There's a TikTok.
She popping her pussy to lips, heels, hair, heels, ass, fat, big deal. She was shaking her shit to that spirit.
There's a TikTok where the guy's like, yeah, I'm there in spirit, and then shows up in spirit.
That Steph, she just manifested herself right on that chair.
She's sitting right next to us in spirit.
As you can already tell, it's just me and Nikki the Ninja tonight. Bobby, whatever. So, hope y'all can do with our Gemini Mercury's. We'll let our Taurus Mercury to calm it down a bit. And if you can't keep up, then you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here, honey. What would Dolly do?
But, you know, let's just dive right into the episode. So I got two air signs this time. We got a Libra gal and a Gemini man. Yo.
Yo, call the cops.
Yo, it must be fucking role-playing season or what? Because she, homegirl, showed up in a little schoolgirl outfit. So homegirl was in a plaid skirt, fishnet stockings, thigh-high socks. She got the platforms on with the... fuzzies on them, looking like Cher from Clueless, yo.
Ugh, as if.
Audacity.
Shows up, the Gemini man walks in, he's like, whoa. Party it's in his pants.
It's the air signs role playing for me. Like, what?
Party in his pants, he's getting on, whatever. Homegirl puts on a show. Let me tell you, she does not break character. Shorty does not break character at all. Professor, am I gonna get a bad grade? Am I gonna see you in detention next week? She's getting pounded as hard as hell.
She getting them A's and the B's, bitch. Ain't no C's, D's, E's, or F's here, honey.
Gemini dude is so into this, but he doesn't understand the dialogue. He's like, yeah. She had glasses on too, like little schoolgirl glasses. By the end of it, he gave her a nice cum shot on the face. Nice cum shot right on the glasses. That's his fetish.
Oh my God, it's the fetish for me. So if you got glasses, people want to come on them?
This is the Gemini's fetish. He loves when chicks are wearing glasses because he just wants to throw a big cum shot on their face.
So if he sees like Margaret at Walmart in glasses, he's like, I want a nut on those. Like, what the fuck?
We got to get him to come in and tell us a story one day and get his opinion. He got a glasses fetish, baby.
Oh my God. I guess they because they see their nut on you or something. Or like... Oh my God.
It's an extra prop to come on.
I mean, class is in session. Are you listening? Are you tuned in? Are you ready now? Get nuggets to work, bitch.
Get to work.
As if.
So that's my slut butt for this
week.
That's cute. Hot. Honestly, like, I'm done.
After I bet you hit him with that.
Mrs. Puff, is it nap time?
Is it nap time, Mrs. Puff? But anyways, Angel, what you got for me? Any astral events this week coming up?
So as you already know, on the 6th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. While Pluto was in retrograde, we were more inclined to turn inward and bury our deepest truths and wishes. But Pluto direct is like a green light to confront the darkest parts of ourselves. This isn't a negative thing, but rather a way of bringing truth onto the light so it can be dealt with. This works as a catalyst on both a personal and planetary level. We can all expect Pluto's powers to transform our lives in one way or another. Pluto retrograde, honestly, like, I feel like the tone for the last 5 months is your shadow traits. You were kind of, like, embodying, embracing, like, accepting them. But now that Pluto's going direct, it's like, gut check. What needs to go? Mm-hmm. What needs to leave? What's got to fuck off? So,
correct.
Get ready for a gut check, y'all. Because it's coming.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
And wreck yourself while you check yourself. Blech. And also, happy new moon, hoes. It's a new moon in Libra. Ew. We love that. This lunation brings out diplomatic energy and charm, possibly leads us to rebalance and repair relationships that might have been damaged during Mercury retrograde, but we're also still in it, so be mindful, y'all.
Be careful. Beware, beware.
On the 7th, like we spoke about in the Libra season episode, Venus enters Sag, so cue Doja Cat. I feel like fucking something, anything. Our hearts long for travel and adventure. The next 4 weeks aren't best for long term, but it's more for like exciting. It's fun. Have fun. Be a thought.
Do your thing. Take a trip out the weekend.
And on the 10th, Saturn finally goes direct in Aquarius. Heading in the right direction again, it's time to put thoughts into actions and find unique ways of solving problems. And now it's time for the bread and butter
of the episode. But, you know, keep up with us on our social medias to find out any other things that go on, any little mini astro events that happen during the week. So you can catch us on Instagram at @the_astrologers. You can catch us on Twitter at @theastrologers. You can catch us on TikTok at @theastrologers. We are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, yo. You better be subscribing. You better be fucking following us. You better be throwing us a comment, a like, a repost us. Do whatever you can. Put please. Us out there, please. We're almost at 10K, yo, please.
I want to be a swipe up, bitch. Swipe up to view. Swipe up to view. You know what I'm about? Swipe up, swipe up. I want to be one of them. Breaking news. We have the astrology forecast for each sign for Libra season. So we decided for this week's episode that me and Nick, we're going to bring you a special treat. We're actually going to be going into the forecast for each sign during Libra season. So what your sign can expect, the sign you're fucking can expect, the sign you hate can expect. It's all about the expectations for me.
We're going to be like the weather astro women of the week.
So, fun fact, whatever house this season is activating for you is also where your Mercury retrograde will affect you the most. So, say your 7th house, 10th house, 2nd house. Listen to your sign. That way, whatever's activated, you know that that's where Mercury retrograde is kind of like putting the bullseye on that ass. Like, pew, pew. Okay?
Playing the Squid Games with you guys.
The
Hunger Games.
Ooh, Mockingjay ass bitch. Ooh. So, Aries, this is another month where your patience is being tried. The message is on inner work rather than reaching for outer goals. The theme of reflecting and replanning your goals is still continuing from September. Aries, honestly, for y'all, the results are going to be mixed. You will do well professionally, but be careful of overspending. Stack your fucking coins. Do not be an impulsive ass Aries now. Think twice. Like we said before, this season is more about the self-reflection and what comes up and causes some drama might be what needs a light shed on. On the bright side, romance is on the horizon, baby. When the sun entered Libra, it activated your 7th fucking house, but that's also where your Gatorade's going down.
Oh, good.
7th house is the house of relationships. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put more focus on your loved ones and important connections in your life. During Libra, your sun and your ruling planet Mars will be conjunct in varying degrees on different days, giving you a lot of personal power and endurance to take the lead and generally take charge of relationships in your life. Get to work, y'all, and figure your shit out and go love up on someone. Just make sure it's for real, because going overboard and it ain't real can blow up in your face. Sugar.
Sugar. Taurus.
Tarsus.
In true Tarsus fashion, once you get your sights set on it, nothing can fucking sway you. Even if starting new things isn't easy for this crew, it's time to open up your stubborn ass eyes and embrace some fucking
Imagine
change.
Imagine all the crust on them joints.
Hello. I know you're fucking lying. Hello.
Crusty bones.
When the sun moved into Libra, it sparked up your sixth house, which is your house of responsibility and routine. So during this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on things like, you know, your work and your general life responsibilities. I know how I have. Yeah, like, I've been cleaning, mopping, doing this, getting my life in check, getting my room in check, getting my work in check. You know, although with Venus being in Scorpio, which is in your seventh house of relationships, and opposing Uranus in Tarsus in your first house of self, you may get distracted by sudden changes in these areas of your life. Uranus has also been active in your first house since 2019 and will stay till 2026. Oh, God. So this will produce hella changes within yourself, who you are as a person, and what matters to you. So with Venus opposing this changeable energy, you may notice yourself into different shit during Libra season. So Libra season may bring some great change for you. Aside from your love life getting weird, the tone of this season for you is change. Now, listen, y'all, I know it's hard for us. Listen, I get it. It's really hard for us to get into change, but we got to get into change. Because you know what? This is only going to level us up. Mm-hmm. So get with the program.
Stop being dumb Tarsuses and change.
Level up. It's time to level up. Times. Use this Gatorade energy to level the fuck up.
Geminis. Libra season is a great time to begin new health and beauty regimens. You are always articulate, witty, and an ideas type person. But now the ideas are flowing thick and fast. And the words are just fucking tumbling out. I know that's right. Be careful during Mercury Gatorade. You might slip up some words. I know that's right. Relationship issues are in focus in this month. You may be feeling a little dissatisfied with things as they are. This calls for friendship, romance, or fam jam vibes. The sun entering Libra sparked up your fifth house, which is the house of creativity and pleasure. So you may find yourself diving more into your creative side. Venus will be in your sixth house, which is the house of responsibility. This can bring fulfillment through the more mundane aspects in your life in unexpected ways. The switch up in the Venus signs will affect where you'll go from what you think you want to what you realize you want and what you actually find yourself working towards. You'll be seeking change. So go off, Gems.
Go off!
Venus will be conjunct the South Node the rest of Libra season to varying degrees, which we will get into South Node. We haven't had planned, don't worry. This may be a time where you start to contemplate your love life and the way that you've been going about your friendships or romance and how it's working for you. I feel that on a personal level because lately I've been like reflecting on my friendships, my like anythings, my this, my that. I'm like,
you've been taking time to assess them. You've been like,
and that's how two Gemini Mercurys communicate, and we understood each other. If astrology not real, then why that? Like, what's that? Because we was.
I completely understood the whole paragraph in your head and back and forth.
I never felt so seen. I never felt so heard. I love you.
I love you. My hands. Oh my.
Gems level up.
That's it. Cancer, the sun entering Libra will light up your fourth house, which is the house of family and home. So, right where you belong.
Go home.
Go home. Get out of here. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on your family, home, and general stability in life. With Venus in Scorpio being in your fifth house of pleasure, you may find yourself being drawn to more intense ways of experiencing joy, fulfillment, and delight when it comes to romance. More likely into BDSM. No, I'm kidding.
Hello. Or like baking a pie for someone that don't want one. While wearing a gimp outfit, making a pie.
You may want to engage in deeper conversations and generally forge stronger bonds with the people that you love by opening up and revealing the more vulnerable parts of yourself. This can be a very reflective energy that will give you an opportunity to really think about what you define as love.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Yeah, mixtape coming next week.
At this point in your life, and then you can decide on whether or not you're actually getting that currently in your love life. This energy will show you who you will be capable of giving you the deep connection that you crave. You may find some peace in the area of family disputes at this time. Just be mindful of overeating and overdrinking, my Cancer fam. Damn.
Y'all getting thick in Libra season?
I thought they were coming for me for a second. I was like, wow, you really gonna tell me to stop drinking? No, I'm kidding.
Stop drinking, you dirty bitch.
You dirty whore.
Pour me a shot. Suck glug, my glug, cock. Glug,
glug. Suck my cock. Suck my cock. Suck my cock.
Leo, when the sun enters Libra, it'll activate your third house. Your third house is your communication and your local community. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on getting things done and having casual conversations with those around you. This may be a time where you connect more with neighbors, coworkers, siblings, or just anyone you fucking know. Once Venus enters Sag on October 7th, where it'll be conjunct the South Node, you may find yourself attracting romantic interest from the past or even past lives. Examining your personal values, being drawn to things of beauty, and the urge to shop till you drop give way to discovering the considerable amount of love in your everyday world. Don't splurge, please.
Don't overdo it.
If you play your cards just right, you might be in store for success. Just make sure to make practical choices and trust those close to you. Think about investing, my Leos. You might find fortune in it.
Virgo, the sun will be entering Libra in your second house of finances and the material world.
Material.
And will stay there until October 23rd when the sun goes into Scorpio, honey. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on working, making money, and bringing more comfort to your material world.
Typical Virgos, nugget to work, bitch.
With Venus being in Scorpio in your third house of communication and local travel, you may find yourself unexpectedly meeting a new love interest in your local area.
Ooh bitch! You might have opened a hole with a coffee shop.
Especially with Uranus being in opposition to Venus, which can bring unexpected changes to your romantic life. It's gonna end up your romantic life, honey. Mercury will be in retrograde in Libra in your second house, so you may experience some setbacks or delays in this area of your life at this time. You will be using your inborn talent to meticulously analyze your finances, your ability to make money, and your self-worth. You'll undoubtedly discover ways to function more efficiently. So be sure to keep some money aside for sudden unexpected expenses. I don't know who needs to hear this, Virgos, but y'all need to start saving your money too. Put some money aside already. Keep some safe. Because you're about to get some bread. Make sure you get that head too. Married Virgos, brace yourself because some shit might stir up.
It's a divorce rate for me.
Speak carefully now.
My lovely Libras, happy birthday, you whores. Libra season won't be too crazy for you, but you have a bit of luck on your side. The sun, when it enters Libra, it enters your first house of self and personality. So check your rising. For yourself, your goals, and your independence, this is a great time of transformation on a personal level for you, which may have you rethinking your values, beliefs, and fucking perspectives on life, love, and everything goddamn in between the hoagie sandwich. So while you're undergoing this massive change, that is, if you embrace it, you may not feel like you're standing on solid ground till the transition is complete. Normal. This means that you're likely to change your mind about something you thought you wanted. This is simply what happens when your values shift. Love may simply be something that you put on the back burner for now until you feel more secure in this new version of yourself that's being born. With such a strong focus on self and with Venus being in Scorpio for the, you know, the in your second house of finances, you may find that love is simply not on your mind during this time period. But they still fucking though.
Damn.
Be ready to change your mind all the time and focus on yourself for once. Hey,
it's your fucking birthday.
It's a fucking celebration. You a sour patch ass motherfucker. First the sour, then the sweet.
Scorpio, the sun will be entering Libra in your 12th house of solitude and enlightenment. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on your inner world and more soul-centered activities. Venus is in your first house of self, so even though you may prefer to have some time alone in communion with the divine, you may inadvertently attract people to you. Ooh. I mean, honestly, which Scorpio isn't attracting people to them?
I'm not attracted to Scorpio.
I feel like they just walk in a room and I'm like,
so like, that's like being a fire sign. I'm like, oh. A water sign walks around, I'm like, it just retracts. It just goes back in. No shade, no tea, but like, sucks back up. Like, oh, pussy. Oh, God. I'm kidding.
I'm fucking done.
Pussy gone. They aiming for a cage.
When Venus is in your first house, the way you come across will be in alignment with the energies that Venus exude. And being a goddess of love, she exudes beauty and grace.
Miss Congeniality
vibes. She is beauty and she's grace. She's Miss United States. Mercury will be retrograde in Libra in your 12th house, and this may bring up confusion in your mind when it comes to certain beliefs or views you have of life in general. This may cause you to question certain aspects of your reality in order to see if they feel true to you in your mind. This energy can cause things like spiritual awakenings and big realizations about your life, which can create a death rebirth process for you.
Oh, y'all about to be a butterfly or whatever. Okay, caterpillar, butterfly, go on. Flutter, flutter.
That's it. Clashes may occur with your love life. There will be separation and cutting off of communication. To save your relationship, you will have to remain patient.
You know the motherfuckers can't, though. No, so y'all all getting single this season. Y'all feel like fucking someone new.
But we're going to say, we told you so. We said, be patient. You don't want to be patient. Don't be coming to crib and moaning to us now.
Sagittarius. When the sun enters Libra, it actually activates your 11th house, which is socializing, networking, blah, 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 blah. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put focus on meeting new people and having interesting conversations with those around you. This is a great time for making new contracts, researching new opportunities for growth, and finding new ways to make your dreams a motherfucking reality. The only caution here with Mercury Gatorade is this can create some setbacks, so be prepared that your plans might go a little helter-skelter. Don't get dissuaded. Backup plans are always a good idea. Now, Venus in Scorpio is in your 12th house. You know, 12th house is deep. So you may find that the kind of love you require at this time is one that is comforting, familiar, and allows you the space to breathe. So for the first part of Libra season, you may feel like spending time alone or with someone you're comfortable with when it comes to love. Although once Venus goes into Sagittarius and enters your first house on October 7th, you may find yourself attracting many new love interests without much effort. Venus will allow your bright personality to shine through in ways that you can easily come across to others, giving you a flirtatious nature, naturally, which we all know y'all have, and the advantage when it comes to love. So you're going to go from, like, I feel like fucking this person to I feel like fucking the whole room. And
do you? Everybody else. Capricorn, the sun will be entering Libra and your 10th house of career. So during this time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on your work in true Capricorn fashion.
Exactly.
Like, to work. I mean, seriously.
And free Britney.
No. And general career responsibilities. With Venus and Scorpio in the 11th house, it can bring a very flirtatious and vibrant energy to dating, as the energy will be ripe for making deep connections and opening that ass up. What? And opening up on an emotional level. Like, Capricorns got to open up on an emotional level anyway. Oh, so this, God, you better start opening up this season. Hello. Venus will also be opposing Uranus, which can bring unexpected love interests and experiences to your life. So time to further define and reassess what you want. There will be some financial problems during this month. Oh,
it's the broke Capricorns for me.
The income level will remain stagnant, so hard work will not bring desired results. You'll have to require the support of some family members, keep a tab on your expenses, and do not take any loans during this period. Your love life will be fruitful. Love and romance will be in the air. Lasting memories will be created at this time, and compatibility between husband and wife will increase.
If y'all are married, Cap, you're welcome.
There will be a perfect balance in the relationship, and you will enjoy the full care and support of your spouse. Family life will be good, baby.
I feel like for Capricorns, it's like tap into your feelings and things will be good. If you go true Cap fashion money mode,
it's not going to work.
Nah.
No, it's not.
Aquario. I don't know who she is. The sun will be entering Libra and it's activating your 9th house, which is travel, adventure. Woo. During this time, you may find yourself wanting to put focus on expanding your horizons in ways that will create more meaning in your life and give you a greater sense of purpose. You may find yourself feeling called to learn new things. With Venus being in your 10th house of career, you may... Ooh, it's the careers for me with the Saturn signs. You may find yourself putting more value and giving more priority to the needs of your career rather than your relationship skills. Going back to school or planning a trip overseas is a way to learn more about the world. A lot of planetary energy is activating the area in your chart that involves a higher education and philosophical ideas. Time to pursue a new course of study, take a journey somewhere fucking foreign, or simply interact with people to expand your universal vision and help nurture your inborn need to create change. Family life will be prosperous, so make sure to connect with them, and harmony will prevail if you do so. You will win the love and affection that you want.
I love that.
Call your mother, call your father, call your sister, call your brother, call your mammy, call your pappy, call your dida, whatever the fuck, me, ma.
And finally, Pisces, the sun will be entering in your eighth house of transitions and taxes, sex, death, and all the taboo, honey. This time, you may find yourself wanting to put your focus on any investments you have or want to pursue, or even just taking space to reevaluate your life direction. Venus will be in Scorpio in your ninth house of higher consciousness and travel, so you may find yourself being attracted to intelligence at this time and wanting to connect in this way. This energy is great for forging deeper connections with the people you're already partnered with and for meeting. Your ruling planet Neptune turns direct this month. You now continue to pursue outwardly your inborn intuitive spiritual desire to move humanity forward to a higher plane of existence.
Finally, the Pisces are winning. Jesus, every time it's like thunk, 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 thunk. Now it's like, y'all get
suddenly their third eye opened up and they're like, ooh, now they're higher than all of us.
Yabba dabba doo.
With your eighth and ninth houses being highlighted here, this may create a very deep, intense vibe in your life overall, making you crave more meaning, substance, and purpose in all areas of your life, including
your love life, honey. Okay, Pisces, go off, shorties. Fuck it up for the tempo.
Ew. And that is your forecast for the month of October.
From your favorite weather women. You know, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was like a little bonus cute app we wanted to put together for you. We really wanted to speak to each sign because we know we have a good following of each. And we wanted to pinpoint what Libra season is going to bring for you. And we're going to do this for every season going forward. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you guys enjoyed. And if you didn't, go fuck yourselves. No kidding.
You in a crisis?
We're not on the way.
We're on the way to tell you what your forecast is.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to end this on a real good note. If y'all don't know this voice, y'all not a real one. You might be a real one. You might be a young one. I don't know, but.
Hoy, mañana y siempre. Y que reciban de mí siempre paz, mucha paz. Pero sobre todo, mucho, 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 mucho amor. Amor.
Bye, fuckers.
Bye. See you next week.
I don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is.